Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, your friendly neighborhood ADHD enthusiast. Ever feel like life's throwing curveballs faster than you can say, squirrel? Yeah, me too. But guess what? We're not alone in this crazy roller coaster ride. Today we're diving into something super important. Building resilience and bouncing back from those inevitable setbacks that are, let's face it, just part of the human experience. Think about it, life is full of twists and turns, unexpected detours, and sometimes even flat-out crashes. You know, like that time you totally nailed your presentation at work only to have your computer decide to take an impromptu vacation, right in the middle of showing those killer graphs? Or maybe it's that moment when you finally decide to conquer Mount Everest, aka cleaning your entire apartment, and then, bam! The rug gets pulled out from under you because, well, life. But here's the kicker. How we react to these setbacks, these curveballs, defines us. Resilience isn't about being unbreakable. It's about having the inner strength to bend without breaking, to learn from those bumps in the road and come back even stronger. It's like that superhero origin story. Something bad happens, but then our hero rises from the ashes, ready to face whatever comes next. So, how do we build this resilience muscle? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you bounce back like a boss. 1. Reframe your perspective. This is huge. Instead of seeing setbacks as failures, think of them as learning opportunities. You know that saying, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger? Well, it's true. Every obstacle you overcome adds another layer to your experience, making you more adaptable and resourceful. 2. Cultivate self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, especially during those tough times. You wouldn't berate a friend for stumbling, right? So why do we often treat ourselves with less grace? Remember, everyone messes up, it's part of being human. Acknowledge your feelings, give yourself permission to feel the emotions, and then focus on moving forward with kindness and understanding. 3. Focus on what you can control. We can't control everything that happens to us, but we can control our reactions. Instead of dwelling on what you can't change, channel your energy into taking positive action. Break down big challenges into smaller, more manageable steps, and celebrate those small victories along the way. 4. Build a support system. You don't have to go through this alone. Surround yourself with people who lift you up, encourage you, and believe in you. Talk to friends, family, or even a therapist about what's going on. Sharing your struggles can help lighten the load and provide valuable perspective. 5. Practice mindfulness. Take a moment each day to just be present. Notice your breath, listen to the sounds around you, feel the sensations in your body. This helps calm your mind, reduce stress, and build emotional resilience. Think of it as hitting the reset button on your brain, giving yourself space to breathe and gather your thoughts. Okay, let's get real for a sec. Picture this. You're working on a big project at work. You've been putting in long hours, staying late, fueled by coffee and sheer willpower. You're feeling good, making progress, and then, boom. A colleague drops a bombshell, a major change in direction that throws your entire plan out the window. Now, what's your reaction? Do you throw your hands up in defeat, spiral into a panic attack, or do you take a deep breath and say, okay, challenge accepted? Resilience is about choosing to see this as an opportunity to adapt, learn, and come up with a new strategy. It's about finding creative solutions, collaborating with your colleagues, and ultimately, delivering even better results because of the unexpected curveball. Remember, setbacks are inevitable, but they don't have to define you. By building resilience, you can not only bounce back from those challenges but also emerge stronger, wiser, and more capable than ever before. So go out there, face your fears head on, embrace the ups and downs, and remember, you got this. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you're going to try today to build your resilience muscle? Share your thoughts in the comments below or hit me up on social media. And don't forget to subscribe to Reset Your Brain so you never miss an episode packed with practical tips and real talk advice for navigating the ADHD world. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.